Patsy, Irish and British Masters cross country action today over in Swansea. There was a good lot of Irish athletes involved in this one.
Well, there was four countries involved, and obviously this was the meeting that was held last year in Derry. It was very, very enjoyable. Very enjoyable cross-country international, and this year moved to Swansea, and 10 Donegal athletes were involved on Irish teams. Just to explain, every five-year age category will have a team that means starting at 35, 40, 40, 45, and so on and so on. And the big news in the first race of the day, which was the Women's Masters event, Teresa McGloin, Teresa Doherty from Finn Valley, won outright. She is the British and Irish champion, and really superb performance from Teresa. You know, she came under a bit of pressure from the English girl with about 1K to go, but responded to that, climbed the hill, got about 11, 12 metres on the hill, and then went on to a very, very impressive victory. So it's probably one of the best performances ever by Teresa, and she really has to be very, very happy. And while the official results aren't available at this moment in time for any of the team things, I'll probably tidy it up tomorrow, but I'll be coming from the Remembrance 10K tomorrow at Finn Valley. But basically, it looks like Katrina Devine and Teresa Doherty, who were on that Irish over 40 team, looks like they could have beaten England. And, you know, to beat England in International Masters Cross Country in the team event is a pretty good achievement, because you can well imagine the choice and the selection that they would have, etc., etc. And normally the English teams would won this international, but it looks like today we're going to have a bit of history with Teresa not only winning the individual, but with Katrina on board, possibly, and I say possibly, winning the team, and we'll go back on that. But as I say, 10 athletes involved, and we'll bring more detail on the team story tomorrow when we get back on the thing. The other bit of athletics news was that last night in Monaghan, the annual Ulster Awards ceremony was held in the Four Seasons Hotel, and obviously a number of Donegal athletes are in receipt of awards. The outstanding male track athlete of the year award went to Mark English. The outstanding field event athlete, female athlete of the year, went to Summer Leckie, of course, second in the World Championships in the high jump, and a new Donegal best performance of 190 at that event, so that was expected. And an award as well in recognition for Brendan Boyce in the international category. So those are the three big awards. And then in the underage section, we had Rena Doherty, we had Ben Carr, and we had Anya Wilkinson from the Finn Valley Club, all getting underage awards on the Donegal story. And then, in addition, you had Sean McGinley out from Glenswally there, who's an exceptional young middle distance athlete in the Olympian Club out there. He also got an award, accompanied by his parents on the night. And then we had young Cormac O'Donnell from the Lifford Strabane Club as well, who throws hammer and is exceptionally good, and is the national champion actually in the hammer in his age group. So good on the Donegal interest, a good Donegal attends at the award ceremony, and a nice night all round. So,
and you got an award yourself, Patsy. You never mentioned you're inducted into the Hall of Fame, is that right?
Oh, that's right. I was trying to skip over that one. But I got the Hall of Fame, and I'm obviously very honoured and to get that and to be acknowledged. And obviously, I've been involved in the sport for donkey's years, and I was very privileged to get that award.
That's a great award, Patsy. We were kind of worried this morning when we heard you got the Hall of Fame, because I said maybe I'll not come on today chatting about athletics when he's in the Hall of Fame.
No, that was grand. Well, then the other knock-on effect is, you know, you're going to go in the drink, or what's going to happen? So basically, to be honest, I had a good, at an early night, and I took a nice and calf, and maybe I'm getting a bit of sense in my early age. So basically, anyway, that was the story from Monaghan, and it was a good night, and we enjoyed it, and good Donegal attendance. So that's it. And tomorrow, Kenny, we've got the Remembrance 10K, and it looks like there's going to be a big, big crowd, a record turnout. This is a race that's held each year at Finn Valley, and last year about 560, 570 turned up. Looks like there'll be a lot more than that a good day expected tomorrow. It starts at 11 o'clock and people can register up to about 10:30. And one of the charities that will benefit from the event is the Northwest Blood Bank. So the bikers, you know, the guys who in emergency situation move blood around. So that's the story tomorrow, and looking forward to that now. So, you know, this is the way it goes. You know, you roll on from one thing to the other, and if you stay too steady too long, you'll be left behind. So tomorrow it's Remembrance 10K. Today, waiting for team results from Swansea, but that result by Teresa Doherty will stand for many, many years. That was an excellent result for Teresa Doherty, as I say.